Hello, who's there? Please
Hello,
stand.
it's just Florian.
Oh. Hey.
Hi, Flo.
Hello.
Oh, on Google Plus we have Marina, myself, Osvaldo, Candy, Simon.
Osvaldo, Candy, Simon, Florian.
But we're quarried.
I think we should. Let me see. Yep, we are.
You don't have anyone else. How very odd. Let me. Have we invited other people to this Google Plus call? I mean, I don't know. We have to type them all in one by one now instead of having a. Ike Rafka with no. Ike doesn't use Google Plus, perhaps.
Ike uses phone. Norbert uses phone. Bjorn,
I'll
I think.
Norbert. He's not. He normally. Around,
okay.
But forgot the call. That's the normal.
And Torsten at CVD might not make it.
Okay, and Bjorn is around.
He made me at least today.
Yeah, I saw him doing IRC just now.
Oh, okay.
Who's heavy breathing at me?
I think that's Florian.
Oh, sorry. Then,
Florian?
Then, yeah, I'm alive.
Just quit breathing.
Oh, okay. Goodbye. No, sorry. I think I have a new microphone. That's probably a bit. The threshold is a bit too high still, or too low. Whatever you take it. I'll mute myself.
Breathing simulator, so we can catch it or something. We can simulate. We can beep humans at go, but we still can't noise cancel headphone. You know, echo cancel speech.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the next big breakthrough.
Hello, this is Norbert.
Hey, Norbert. Welcome.
Hi.
We have Candy, Marina, Osvaldo, Simon, myself, and you, and Florian.
Okay, so Bjorn and Eike are missing.
Yes. Okay. I just picked Bjorn. He was just talking on IRC, so you can't do that and then not come. I don't know. You need to hide
also
more effectively than that.
So now you're free to choose whom you want to represent.
Oh, yes. Are you a Torsten or a...
Yeah, I propose Torsten.
Representation typically... we usually use the same rule, right? Which is going from the top and representing things from the top.
You're first.
If Bjorn will be a second, he's still in another call. He'll come shortly, so let's just get going.
Okay.
Marina.
Okay.
What is on the agenda?
The first topic is from Florian, and is about the fiscal report. So,
right.
Florian, can you tell us something else?
Yes, so basically I added this for questions I mailed around last week, I think on Thursday, some information on the annual report and the fiscal report. Over the course of this week, I will mail you more concrete numbers when I have them, and basically wanted to ask whether there are any questions. I think, Simon, you had some questions before, and just wanted to open the opportunity to ask questions now and anytime later via email, of course.
Yeah, the numbers for 2016, I prefer we use the end of the fiscal year as a baseline rather than the end of January, but other than that.
Yeah, maybe some numbers I have at hand. I wait for the final ledgers with this depreciation stuff, but maybe some rough numbers already. So I think I mailed that. For last year, beginning with January 1st, we have filed around 713,000 as a bound reserve, and we have spent approximately, I think, 518,000 euro in total last year, and have made an income of around 750k. That means we can, and I recommend we do so, put 75k, 10% into the free reserve, and for the rest we have to spend it. There is some leeway because we have some depreciation rules, and I need to find out how expenses that were not filed before have to be factored in, but those are the rough numbers. And to add on that, at least the tentative planning with recurring costs already uses a chunk of money. So the tentative planning for this year foresees approximately 560k in recurring costs. You find that in the 2016 spreadsheet. I will double check that, but for the moment it looks as meeting the reality indeed.
Yeah, so we have 2 years to spend what's left, 150, and there's no, we will definitely spend those. So there is no problem there.
Yes. My proposal...
So we're not up against the wall with spending anymore, and we won't be for a year, right? That's the punchline.
We're never going to be against the wall anymore, I think, at the rhythm we're going. Yeah. We may be against the other wall soon enough.
Right. What I would propose, and I will update the spreadsheets accordingly with some status as well, is that basically we do a round of budgeting, agree on items we want to fund, and then make a cap at the sum we want to fund, and I would sort out again with the accountant what's best to file and what does or how to phrase the filing, so to speak. But in terms of organizing that, coming up with budgets, approving items, having a cut or making a cut at some point, and then deciding in which form to file that. It should be, I mentioned it in my email, somehow generic, not too detailed.
For the newborn member that were not there last year, last time we did that exercise. Every 2 years, I believe, we have to formally file taxes and stuff like that. And every year, we need to show a provisional budget that basically reinsures the authority in Berlin that we are within the framework with regard to our spending, meaning that we are on a budget like that will follow the rules about spending in a timely fashion. This budget we will file with them is not necessarily our internal budget line by line. It just represents roughly reality and where we're going. It has to bear some resemblance to reality, but it's not become in stone what we have to do. In other words, even though we allocate stuff left and right, over time we can adjust based on reality and our needs, and we're not bound by it. The only thing they care about at the end of the day is that we do spend the money in a timely fashion, and you can't see my air quotes, but which is basically two fiscal years after receipt of the donation.
Just quickly, this is Bjorn. I joined the call at 17:08 Berlin time, so already added this to the notes.
Thank you, Bjorn.
So how big is our free reserve at the moment?
100. How big the free reserve is was the question. Let me quickly see. I think 130K, 131K, dating January 1st, 2015. And we can add 75K roughly on
so,
top of
yeah,
that.
Including 2015 result, as they just been pronounced, that will bring us to 200K.
Yep. Right. And that's money we don't have to spend. And with the other topic of the capital investment, there my proposal is to at least parts of that free reserve invest in longer-term options or longer-term investment types. That was the idea.
We'll have a discussion of that sometime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Just wanted to say in terms of action, I will send the update and numbers and status updates, And Italo, I had a call with Italo and Mike today that by the within a week, that means the next Monday, we should have at least most of the written text for the annual activity report, which is written text already, and we'll circulate that so we can approve that. And we should roughly aim for somehow the second half of April for a formal board meeting to approve those. So you should have enough time to read also through the text and give comments. And in parallel, we will prepare the German translation, which is the one that we have to file.
Good.
Okay.
The deadline for that is when, Simon? Florian?
So filing to have it sent to Berlin is the last day of April. We should factor in, you know, like 2-3 days before at least to have the accountant get it done. So I would aim, let's say, between the 15th and the 20th of April, something around that, so we have some time left for the formal approval. And based on that, then get it filed.
So you've got some weeks.
Right, and it means invitation shortly after Easter. We have this 2-week period for formal invitation, so early April we should send out the invite and nail down the concrete day of the meeting.
Okay. Someone else? No. Okay, so the next topic is another one proposal from Florian about the travel policy.
Right. I'd just quickly like to present it. I know Thorsten has some thoughts on that and cannot join, so maybe we should defer that then to an email vote. There was the proposal by one of the community members to adjust our travel policy. At the moment, we do compensate for, you know, regular second-class train rides and flights and whatever the amount that's on the ticket. If you go by your own car, you're compensated by an amount per kilometer. And so far, we've been paying 15 cents for that, and in fact, and I checked that with the accountant, we can pay twice as much. We can pay 30 cents per kilometer. That, however, would make the car much more, at least for most trips, much more expensive. And I propose to move that to an email vote then in the end, to also have Thorsten included. But that is the proposal as it stands to allow in the travel policy pay twice as much.
We're talking about reimbursement of expense for employee or for just in general?
In general, we do have the same reimbursement for volunteers as we do have for employees. Basically,
so
the request is to double.
Without looking into the policy, so is there some limitation on the kilometers that, like, until what is one supposed to, or is possible for one to use the car or something, or?
No, I think the limiting, the sensible thing to do is just to limit this to, you can do this, so you can drive by car, if this is cheaper than whatever train ticket or public transport is costing. So
okay, so it goes with some pre-approval first, right?
Yeah. So
in the sorry, Darren.
Go ahead, Simon. Sorry.
In the UK, the tax authority has got rules that are kind of similar to this. There's actually a fairly standard European rate, and that what they state is that there is a limit to how much you can claim depending on how many miles you've claimed in a year. So in the UK, the rate drops almost by half if you travel over 10,000 miles by car in a year.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have that problem.
Indeed, there is a difference actually, to add to Norbert's question. If I were claiming funds back from tax payment for rides to my office, there is a limit if that was reimbursed or was refunded tax for that. But for business trips that don't go to the office, like to any trade show or any other event, there is, to my understanding, no limit. What I would propose is to have an evaluation whether a train ride is much cheaper. To give you a number, if I go from here to Munich, by car with the new rule or with the proposed rule would be around twice as expensive as by train. So there should at least be some choose the most economic travel policy, unless there is a need for a car for transporting stuff or late rides or whatever.
See, I think, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think we just want a reasonableness test in there, and we want to trust people. Then we you know, if someone comes from driving from Iran to, you know, wherever, Spain, then we're going to have a problem, right? But it's not reasonable.
Yeah, and we
if you're
like,
in doubt.
Yeah, and the problem is
definitely like if there are.
Sorry, go ahead.
So just wanted to say like that, like if it is like several people sharing car for some distance, it's usually more more cost effective than like flying or something. But
yeah,
just wanted to know like if some explicit limit or if like big move with some pre-approval there, and then it's up to people to use it or not.
There is the multiple people scenario, but that one is easy to solve. But there is also the we need to haul stuff, like, you know, boxes of T-shirt or whatever. And, you know, we don't want to make it harder than it already is.
I'd suggest not trying to make up rules. Having created at least three travel policies myself with previous companies, the more you worry about these twiddly details, the more unpleasant the rules get both to understand and to apply. And I'd suggest leaving it as a mileage allowance with a comment to state that we assume that those being reimbursed will be acting in the best interest of the foundation.
Besides, reimbursement and travel policy is not a right. It's just a guideline, and it's always subject to approval anyway. So,
yeah.
Right. So the question basically is what the default would be.
The most cost-effective end-to-end travel solution. You know, if you have to fly somewhere and it's cheaper, but you have to fly via someone else and you have to have a hotel to get to the airport in time to meet the plane, I mean, you know, the corporate things that have you, you know, spending all of your time doing stupid things.
I agree with Simon. Let's not try to legiferate every possible scenario that may arise and just have a basic flow understanding that at the end of the day, it's not a right. It's not an automatic expenses anyway. So if there is somebody that's kind of gaming the system, we can stop it anyway, because we're not obligated to reimburse anything. And that's why I asked between employee and a volunteer. Because for employee, you are more constrained. You kind of have to reimburse if you force them to go somewhere.
Yeah, so maybe...
On the other hand, I think a generous sum is worth having. Like, you know, 30 euros or 30 euro cents seems more reasonable than 15 as a general car depreciation going about.
Yeah, in general, I agree. Probably we should just suggest, as Norbert says, if you want to have a car reimbursement, maybe contact us beforehand, because if we go with this reasonable public transport, maybe there's something that is overlooked by the guy who's filing this. So
then again, if the difference is 10 euro, we're not going to spend too much time debating it. No one
Sure. But let's see.
Just for the record, in the U.S., it's about, I mean, last time I checked, and that was a long time ago, but 10 years ago, it was already at 30 cents a mile. So
in the U.K., the rate is 45 cents a mile.
Say that again?
Kilometers are half the size of miles, so, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, in the U.K., the government... The rate is 45 pence sterling per mile, and that's any amount you reimburse above that is taxable by the government. Any amount that you reimburse below that is tax free.
Yes, I was
28
saying that euro cents. To abound in the intent that 30 cents a kilometer, 30 euro cents a kilometer is not outrageous. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, just one thing to add to this thing. If this results in us getting more people driving by car, we have to have a look at least the things like three quarters, essentially everyone except Norbert from the infrastructure team sitting in the same car on a European highway somewhere between Munich and Brussels in midwinter. So, yeah. I don't know if we want to overemphasize getting the bus factor to one.
So I've almost lost the will to live, guys. can we, those who are interested in this, form a committee to come up with a proposed text? Because I don't care. And I think it's a trivial amount of money we're talking about. And trusting people works, I think.
And now we know what colour the bike shed is. Can we get on to the, what kind of padlocks we're going to buy?
So what is the actual action here? So can we vote rather than do, well, you want an email vote, Florian, on whether we adopt the higher or lower rate to reimbursement. I propose we just vote on it now with the higher rate and put some sensible guidelines around it. Up to you, Florian.
Okay.
How about that?
I'm not Thorsten is against that, or at least has some concerns, which is why I wanted to give him a voice, but I don't know the details. So my proposal would be to defer to email, but of course, if it's just one of the board, I'm fine to have it voted now.
And I would even suggest we don't even put any verbiage around it, just dump the number and be done with it. Leave the rest of it as it is.
Okay, so you want to vote now at doubling that?
Well, Thorsten is being represented here, I believe. So.
Yes.
But Simon, everything should be voted at least 4 days after the something with the agenda, right? You know. So I worry about an endless mail thread. I can see what position Andreas will take. I can see what position Thorsten will take. I think we'll be here again in 2 weeks.
Let's just see that, maybe.
Okay. I would propose setting it
in another 10 minutes. Let's just.
Come to the next call / mailing list.
Okay, hello.
Well, honestly, we can just say we adopt the proposal by the ED of bumping the number from 15 to 30 cents and be done with it. And, you know, and if it's really a big problem, we can always, you know, change that in at a future time.
Who joined?
Ike.
Hello, Ike. My own preference would be to reference some authority and use their rate, which is what I've done everywhere else. Whenever I've said one of these policies, I've said we will use the, in the UK, the HMRC rate. I've said we will use the HMRC mileage rate. And that is always spectacularly uncontroversial in most organisations. And I assume this number has come from somewhere as well, like the German tax authority, and I would much rather simply say we will use the maximum rate allowable under German tax law, currently 30 cents per kilometer, and that way it will automatically get updated every time that there is a need, and we won't ever have to discuss it again.
Yeah, in theory that's great. In practice that means that Sofi has to keep up with German tax rates, right?
I'm sure somebody will point out
French and English and Denmark and all the other countries in there that you may have to do miles into.
No, you don't have to do that because you're a German organization.
Very true. Right, I'm sick of this. Should we move on? I think the decision is we punt it to the mailing list because we're worried that Thorsten might want to do something else, and he hasn't enjoyed this discussion as much as we have. So I think we should, spread it around, right?
I mean, we discussed it for 27 minutes and we're still trying to make a decision. Awesome.
Yeah, let's put it to the list and move on. I agree.
Okay, so public call ends at now, right? And we didn't vote on anything, so we don't need a roll call, which at least saves time.
All right. So there's nothing for the public part anymore, indeed. So we could move.
Okay, I'll drop the phone line out. Okay. And I'll put the other guy in. So I don't know when I could join, but
you're right back.
Just a minute.
7026, right.
Well, phone liners, it's good to talk to you, and I shall see you in a bit.
Yeah, you in a second.
Okay.